Maria tapped a plastic mallet that served as a gavel, cleared his squeaky throat, and announced with great dignity, "Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, the inferior federal court of North Florida is now in session. Please rise." No one moved, or at least no one made an effort to stand. 30 inmates lounged in various stages of repose in plastic cafeteria chairs, some looking at the court jester, some chatting away as if he didn't exist. T. Carl continued, "Let all ye who search for justice draw nigh and get screwed." No laughs. It had been funny months earlier when T. Carl first tried it. Now it was just another part of the show. He sat down, carefully, making sure the rows of curls bouncing upon his shoulders were given ample chance to be seen. Then he opened a thick, red leather book which served as the official record for the court. He took his work very seriously. 3 men entered the room from the kitchen. 2 of them wore shoes. One was eating a saltine. The one with no shoes was also bare-legged up to his knees, so that below his robe his spindly legs could be seen. They were smooth and hairless and very brown from the sun. A large tattoo had been applied to his left calf. He was from California. All 3